Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now it's time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers-in-Law, with special guest Keena Moffitt, a cannabis chef and educator out of Atlanta.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name is Blue. Alongside me is Mr. Joe Grande.
Well, hello, Mr. Christopher Wright.
And you are now tuned into Cannabis Talk 101.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast with just Joe and Blue.
Yes.
Because Mark and Craig, they couldn't make it because they are actually working attorneys, and sometimes they go frantic and they go crazy.
And they have to work.
And they have to put out fires. And today was a funny one because Craig, or Mark, gets so upset sometimes when he goes, and I, as he's explaining what happened with, you know, a client, and he goes, oh, and I go, Mark, doesn't that make you happy when they fuck up? You're getting paid off it. Why should that make you mad that they didn't shut the fuck up and they said, go ahead and search your car?
Well, because
he goes, I just think people should not go, dude, you're getting paid off this.
No, you know, it's funny. It's all good until you get punched, right? Everything's good until you get hit. You know, you think you know the script. You think you're going to understand it.
I agree. Some people get nervous.
I mean, you know, even like right now, like if I naturally get pulled over, I'm not starting with the script. I mean, it's just not.
Yes, sir. Coming from the office?
Yeah, that's me. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that if you're, but if you have.
But how about you have 25 pounds in your trunk?
Yeah, I start with the script. Yeah, no, for sure.
So this guy had 25 pounds in his trunk. And Mark goes, let me ask you, at what point in your head did you think, go ahead and search my car was the right answer when you know you have 25 pounds in your trunk?
Yeah, no.
And he goes, well, I don't know. And he goes, oh, and I'm like, Mark, why does that bother you though? Like, no, I would sit there and be like, okay, well, fuck,
he wants everybody to win. You
he
know
wants,
what I'm
but not only to win, just not even to come to his office and pay him money. I'm like, dog, you get paid off these people who don't fucking fuck up.
It's real life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you guys for listening to the podcast all over the world. You guys, it's Cannabis Talk 101, 109 different countries.
Woo!
It is beautiful to have all of you aboard checking us out. Follow us online at Cannabis Talk 101 IG and everywhere else at @pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Wass Law. Craig is at Wass Law Dog. Blue is at One Christopher Wright. And I am at Joe Grande 52. You can find me there with a lot of my family pics.
Old school football number, huh?
You see how I sent you that? I sent you a high school picture with me and my 52. I got to post that. Actually, a buddy of mine randomly sent that to me the other day.
You're like,
and he goes, I go, oh, no, that's what why it's Joe Grande 52.
Yeah,
I keep it with the old school number like that, baby. I'm Al Bundy, keeping it old school, talking high school football days. Well, on the show today, we have a very special guest, and we want to thank, of course, Dr. Rashad out in a good old Atlantic City, who introduced us to Keena Moffitt, a cannabis chef and educator, born and raised from Chi-Town, residing in good old Georgia. She got a cooking show, recipe developer. Check out our website, creativemaven.me, and that's creative. Maven, M-A-V-E-N.M-E. You could also follow her on IG at dine_and_flash. So that's dine and flash, A-N-D, with the underscore in between the three. And I got to tell you, first of all, Keena, thank you for coming on the show with us.
Yes.
You're thank supposed you for to say, having me.
No,
I'm excited.
No. You're welcome. Thank you so much. I'm looking at your websites, and I am getting my mouth so watery when I went to the photography. I mean, really, look at these pictures. Now, are you cooking all this stuff yourself?
Some of it I cooked, and some of it is from my commercial food photography days. So it's a combination of me and other chefs.
So you're also a photographer?
Yes, I was doing that. I was cooking and working in the food industry way before I pivoted to cannabis back in 2015. So, yeah.
Oh, what were you doing? How did you get involved?
Well, I always say that I'm a recovering accountant. That is my trade job.
I worked
in accounting. And then I got laid off. And so I used that severance money way back then, like 2013, to start a commercial bakery. So it wasn't infused at the time. It was just a commercial organic bakery where we sold, you know, B2B to like Whole Foods and stuff like that. And what was funny is like I never smoked or got high like ever at that point in my life. And I would always get DMs that said, like when I would post the brownies, is it weed in it? And I would be so offended, like, what?
Yeah.
No, yeah. These are gourmet.
How dare you? These are gourmet, huh?
Miss Moffitt does not get involved in any activity.
So go ahead. You got
not at all, right? So like after, I used to always joke that once I closed the business, just because same old small business issues, lack of capital and stuff like that. I always joked, if I ever open the bakery back up, I promise it'll be edibles. And I guess I was speaking something into existence and I didn't know that because my son's best friend in middle school actually was diagnosed with a rare childhood cancer.
Wow.
And at the time, her parents and us, we really didn't know very much about cannabis in general. I didn't know there were places where you could use it medicinally, but I didn't know very much beyond that. So I decided to kind of just dig in and learn everything I could learn about the plant. So I'm a master herbalist, but I hadn't had that much information about cannabis. So I found every medical book and journal that I could, and I learned about it. And then I taught myself how to infuse it into food, because at the time, especially here in Georgia, there weren't a lot of options for medicating her with cannabis other than potentially smoking it. So I was like, well, I should take all the recipes from my old bakery and learn and just infuse those. And I wrote my cannabis cookbook back in 2016 that came out. And it was really just to teach people how to cook with cannabis. And it just kind of took off from there and became this whole new career. So
what's the cookbook?
I got catapulted into the industry. It's called Cannabis Creations Beyond the Brownie. It's on Amazon, and I think like a lot of like Barnes and Noble and stuff online and stuff. Yeah.
Nice. Did you write that yourself, or did you get with a ghostwriter?
Nope, it's just me. I'm like, I wrote it, self-published it. I don't know if you can see it with my terrible lighting.
Oh yeah, it looks great.
Fantastic. No, that's
but
great.
But yeah, I wrote it and self-published it, and actually I just got a book deal to publish the second one. So it'll come out this year. And it'll be named after my cooking show. So I do a free like online cooking show on YouTube where I teach people every week how to create different recipes with cannabis. So it'll match the name of the show and it'll be the Antidote Cookbook.
As you met up with this, you know, friend of the kid with problems, did you guys come up with food for them to eat for the child to deal with cancer? And are you working with other patients like this now?
Yeah, that was really the initial intention. So it was just, you know, every kid likes sweet stuff. So it was like, okay, let's make brownies and lollipops and all these different things just to make it more easily usable and discreet, specifically discreet. And then taste good because you know how kids are. They don't take stuff that's nasty. So yeah, she was my first quote unquote, I guess, patient. And now I work with so many people. And over the 6 years or so that I've been in the cannabis industry, I've worked with so many patients. And that is what keeps me going. It's like, I enjoy cooking, but hearing people's stories about how their grandma hasn't slept in years throughout the night until she had some cannabis for the first time in the form of a gummy or something, or hearing people talk about pain management, anxiety issues that are now more manageable. That's what actually keeps me excited and keeps me going and developing new products and recipes.
How do you deal with that in Atlanta? Did you get nervous when you started doing this? I mean, you've been doing it for the past 6 years. Were you afraid
allegedly.
Of being... Yeah, allegedly, right? Everything's allegedly. Do you live in the fear with that? As you know, you're... And it's such bullshit because you're helping people. You're curing things. You're allowing them, like you just said, testimonials to eat, to live a better life. And yet there's probably still a fear that, oh, shit, what if I get caught?
Yeah, for sure. That's the scariest part is I have my own family, my own kids. You know what I'm saying? Like before I was doing this full time, I still was an accountant. So I had like a side life. You know, I was still in the green closet, so to speak. So, yeah, I would say that's the worst part of being in like a state like this and just trying to help folks because I don't even partake as that much. I'm a microdoser. I'm a sissy. I have a sissy ECS system. So like, yeah, it sucks. You know, that's the biggest part is being afraid to help people.
We call them kids that are in those states out there, cannabis refugees, right? Because they're stuck in a state where, you know, they're not willing to allow the parents to, you know, even consider it. It's the last resort versus the first resort. And, you know, here in California, we've had so many of the different kids that we've worked with ourselves and we've seen their growth. And it got to the point where, you know, you have CPS, you've got different, you know, people looking into the child and looking into the parents and talking about arresting them. And they've already been through kind of all of those fear factors. And then, you know, you sit there and go, but this is my child. And I've gave them everything that you have to offer.
My grandparent, my wife, my husband, either way, like whatever it is.
We've battled that here in California. Yeah. And you know, and fortunately, you know, it's not such a new thing for us, you know. So for you doing it, you're a pioneer, and we commend you for it because we're proud of that. Like we're proud of somebody that's like, look, we're gonna try this because our child is on the line. You can't stop us. It's you know, it's not something we're trying to make public and we're trying to throw out there in everybody's face and you know, and be rewarded for it. We're just trying to, you know, help the person
and
have
we're trying
a better
to give
quality.
Outlets for people like, you know, if you want a better quality of life, here's some outlets for sure. Folks out in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I mean? Pick and choose what you want to do, but creativemaven.me is doing her thing. And as you've been doing it, what are some of the big products that people are like, oh my God, this is delicious, amazing, and has worked wonders for us?
Oddly enough, I would say allegedly, cannabis wine, is the number one alleged seller. And yeah, people love that. I think it's just like, you know, everybody loves the kind of mellow feeling of a glass of wine. And us in the industry obviously hope to one day be as socially accepted as having a glass of wine in the cannabis industry. But that is definitely the number one bestseller. I think what's funny though, my mom, like she doesn't drink wine. So she's like, can you put it in my gin? And I always laugh and I say, Mom, I can put it in anything, whatever you want me to do. So, my mom specifically, like she hadn't ever used cannabis really. She said as a young person, like it wasn't really her deal. And she's been having this crazy leg pain for like the last maybe 6 months or to a year. And I started putting it because she won't eat it in anything else I make, which is crazy because she doesn't like sweets and stuff. And it's hard to get her stuff because she's still in the Midwest. So it's hard to get her stuff. And I was like, okay. So now she's taking this gin and she's like, she's like, no, I asked her, I said, Mom, how do you feel? How does your leg feel after you had a shot of that gin? She said, girl, what leg?
She's out there twerking in videos now. She's like, what you mean? Boy. Look at how I'm doing, baby.
Lord, you don't know my mama. She probably would. But yeah, so that was my own personal, you know, thing because that made me so happy. She had been to the doctor and they gave her all the this, you know, other stuff. She refuses to take opioids and the other stuff they were giving her just wasn't touching it. So she said when she went to her doctor's appointment, she said, look, I'm not taking nothing else you give me because this weed stuff my daughter gave me, it works.
It
so
works.
I'm done. It so works. I'm done.
I see
so,
you yeah, have a shirt that says, I eat my green.
How dope is that sweater right
that's,
there, right?
Sweater's dope.
Is that, I mean, that is you? So dope.
Yeah.
Is that you right there with that?
Did you make yeah, that yourself? Is that your company?
I do. That's my merch. Yep. It's I Eat My Green. It's a little cannabis leaf with a fork up the middle as the stem.
That is so creative right there. And it's almost so simple, stupid. It's like a fork with a leaf. And it's like, wow. How? And I haven't seen that ever before.
Yeah, no, it looks great. It looks great.
Thank you. Thank yeah. you. And it's funny because I remember there was this old lady at the polling place. And she, I don't think she realized it was a cannabis leaf because she goes, that's right. It's New Year's resolution time. Eat that, eat your greens. And yeah. I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah. They think you got a Whole Foods juice bar going on.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Now, speaking of juices, I mean, is that something that you've ever put together? Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they do juice. And I think, you know, juicing's a great way to sometimes get the whole plant. You know,
yeah, it is.
So is that something you've experimented with, and do you have any insight?
Yeah, I
on?
Have, because a lot of people don't realize that the cannabis plant is a nutritional plant, so it's not just like a drug or an herb. Because an herb literally just means a plant that can be used for medical purposes or has therapeutic effects. So it's not just an herb; it's actually like a nutraceutical, meaning like a functional food or a power food. So you can use the roots, the stems, the stalk, everything, obviously, and the leaves as well. So if you are into juicing, it's a great idea to take, and you have the live plant somewhere, like a place where you can grow your own maybe, or you can get hemp from like a farm, go ahead and juice the stalk part. You can even do the roots as well. And it has the inflammatory properties. So if you're a juicer, throw that in there, you know, with the celery and the apple and all that.
I've never heard of that. And I yeah. so want to do that. Now it is, or do you know, is it the same effect? Is it going to get you that psychoactive effect by
no.
juicing?
No, it's completely non-psychoactive because you need heat to activate correct. THC. So in the plant, it's not THC yeah, yet. No, it's THCA.
Right.
Once we apply heat to it, it becomes THC. And that's the case for all the cannabinoids. But once you do that, adding the heat part, that's when it becomes psychoactive. So no, even if, you know, you don't want to get high, you can absolutely benefit from
that. That would be just so many cannabinoids, just bam, being able to pound that like that. Why isn't that opened up?
It's a big thing. And one of the things that I'll tell you.
You need to do that at the store.
Well, what I've done, you know, is actually, you know, when I was young, I the cops were rolling up on us. We were in the back of my buddy's truck, and he had one of those big shells on it and stuff. And it was his dad's truck, and his dad was a sheriff. So we're like sitting in the back, and we're all literally getting ready to roll a joint. I had some of probably the best weed ever, right? And I'm sitting there rolling, and then my buddy looks out the window. He goes, "Bro, there's a cop at the window right now." And I'm like, "You're joking, right?" And I had like probably like 3 grams of just raw weed, you know, and I looked at him, and then I looked out the window because I didn't believe him because I don't know. I had all the weed in my hand. Yeah, my hands are sticky as hell. The whole car smells like weed. And I literally – and it wasn't as good as it is now. So there was seeds in it, stems, everything. Okay. I threw the whole 3 grams in my mouth and just started chewing on it, dude. I chewed on it, dude. I swallowed the whole thing, dude. And I'm trying to pound down water as I'm doing it. I'm like literally like – in the back, and they're all coming out of the car, and the guy's like, "Put your hands up," you know, and they're sitting back there, you know, and I'm in the back of the back, you know, trying to force
just
it
munching
down
the weed,
munching it down full of it, you know, and literally to where I got out and I still, you know, it's going through my, I mean, it wasn't going down easy, right? Long story short though, you know, the cop leaves and I felt like I was the highest I ever got. But no. Yeah.
But you're like, am I really?
Yeah, no. Well, the funny thing is I know now that, you know, you have to heat it up, right? In order for it to get the psychoactive
effect.
But
at that kid stage, your mind was like, I am super stoned.
I was like, I just ate the whole damn thing. And I remember I ate the whole thing and I was rolling, laughing at everybody because, you know, the guy was like, "I see your dad's a cop and, you know, you're lucky you have the last name or we'd be taking you in right now." And we were just hanging out in the back of his truck, and he's like, "Where's the weed?" And they couldn't find nothing. You know what I mean? And all they did it was literally just
these weed juice bars got to pop open. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We're talking to Keena Moffitt, a cannabis chef and educator. Check out our website, creativemaven.me. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Cannabis Culinary Professional Certification, which begins right here in January. You want to hear about it? It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Yeah. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Keena Moffitt.
Moffitt.
Moffitt. Kena Moffitt, cannabis chef, educator.
Kena, you see how one person fucks it up? I got it right the first time. He's heard me say it three times.
I was so proud.
Thank you. And I thought he was going to catch on, but I was hoping he was going to read it and still mess it up.
it's a good conversation piece.
Well, not only that, she knows most people mess it up either. I was happy I got it right. Don't get
it twisted. How do you say it again? Moffitt?
Moffitt, yeah.
Moffitt.
And it's only funny. The only reason why I know it, growing up in the Bay Area, there's a place called Moffitt Field. And they spelled it the same way. Mm. And it was a car plant. So that's the only reason why I got it right.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Joe.
Well, Kena, before we went to break, I want to discuss this cannabis culinary professional certification. Tell us about this at Greenleaf Staffing. Are you involved? Are you the one giving these certifications? What's going on here?
Yeah, that is so exciting going into 2021. I tell people all the time, the number one and number two questions I get in DMs all the time is one, how can I get into the industry? Oh my gosh, people ask me that so much. And then two, you know, can you teach me, do you offer classes? So I was really excited to be brought on by Mitchell School of Business, which is a cannabis business school. So it teaches people how to get into the industry in different forms. And they brought me on to actually create the culinary curriculum. So I am the instructor for the Certified Culinary Cannabis Professional course. So it is a course designed to either help existing chefs, caterers, people in the food industry either pivot their career to the cannabis industry, or if at the very least you know how to handle a pot and a pan, we'll get you prepared to get into the cannabis industry as well. So I always say it's three parts, like culinary basics, infusion techniques, obviously, and then just business school kind of crash course. Teach you how to make a pitch deck and a business plan and about proper marketing and regulations and how to get licensed if you want to be an edibles manufacturer. But also for some people who just want to get into the industry and get an edibles job, it's really dope because the partnership between Mitchell School and Greenleaf Staffing is that they will help you get job placement assistance in the industry upon graduation.
Good
so
for
it's
you.
Pretty dope.
Where is this located at?
The school is in New Jersey, but it's a nationwide certification. So it does, or I guess I can say worldwide even. It's online course. It's 4 weeks. And then there's weekly live sessions taught by me so that you can actually, engage. But
and for those who are interested, it is greenleafstaff.com. And can we give out your email as well for that? People that want to get involved in that?
Yeah, for sure.
And that's sure. Kay Moffitt, KMOFFETT at Mitchell, which is MITCHELL.education. So if you're interested in the course and a combination of culinary basics, cannabis infusion, and business school, like she said, it's 4 weeks. It's placed job placement after that. And as you say this, are you going to be able to teach people to create their own edibles, their own this and that, to where you're going to teach them from the aspects of breaking down the flour into the butter and breaking it down several different ways as you can? Like, how many different ways are you guys going to be able to explain at the school that they're going to attend?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So I call that infusion basics, right? So my goal since I got into the industry was empowering people to cook for themselves, not necessarily having to go to me or to a dispensary to get what they need. So absolutely. They will learn what I call the basics, which are oil, butter, alcohol, milk, and honey. Those are the basics I would call of infusion, because once you learn those, you can obviously apply that to so many different recipes. And then your own creativity can be your guide. Then we'll go into advanced bases, which is things like sauces, mayonnaise, dry rubs, things like that, that are a little bit more up there, sugars and stuff like that. So yeah, they're going to learn all the different ways to infuse so that they're empowered to infuse like whatever the recipe they want.
How did an accountant come up with all this knowledge on it? I mean, how much did you sit there and go, I wonder what I can do with this weed. Let's try this. Let's try that. I mean, you're teaching at a college level now. What's going on? How did that come about?
Your life is crazy, right?
I mean, to sit there and have one family, but to sit there and figure it out, that's the hard part, right?
You know, and that's why I always lean to the nerd in me. Like, I love math. I love science. And I think what people don't realize until they're in cannabis is all math. But if you're going to really get into it in terms of like learning how to grow it or cook with it, it's all math and science. So It was easy for me to learn. I'm just blessed. Now, I can't take the credit. My parents' genes or something.
Is this an accredited class? I mean, and how does something like this be accredited? Or is it, how did you guys become an accredited school?
So that's that's what's cool. Like, I don't own the school. I just partner with them for the program. But yeah, Mitchell School is accredited. So you will receive an actual professional certification at the completion. So you can add that to your resume, your LinkedIn. Is something that is recognized. I think they even have like a hotline that potential employers can call to verify your, you know, your credential and everything. So
how long is that? How long is the class? 4 weeks?
It's 4 weeks, but it's self-paced. So you don't have to be anywhere, any amount of time. You know, you can fit it in your work schedule or school schedule or parenting schedule, et cetera.
5 days a week out of the 4 weeks, or is it once a week out of the 4 weeks, or what's that timeline look like?
So you have, it's online access. So once you're in, I mean, you can finish it all in one day if you wanted to, and you had that kind of time, like a Netflix binge, but you have 4 weeks to complete it, but on your own timeline. But my actual live classes are once a week in the evening.
Right. And then, you know, something like that, once you get accredited from them, they give you the certifications, right? And then you can go apply for maybe a cooking job or something like that for that. And what does something like this cost?
It's $4.99. The school really wanted to have a low barrier to entry for people, because like a lot of these certification courses cost thousands of dollars. Some of them upward of like $3,000.
Right.
So $499. I mean, people could do that with their stimulus check.
Yeah, and not only that, that $499 could help pay, like, now you're learning to do your own. Like the time that you've spent, that knowledge, you can pay $499, dog.
Yeah,
and now that you can start slinging that stuff on your own, you're making $4.99 back off top in a week.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think
you know what I mean. Like, you start doing brownies, you start doing some beans, whatever you're making.
Now, is there an additional class to go to another level once you get there?
That's something we've actually been talking about at the school. I think we'll just look at demand. I would love to do an advanced class where we could get really further into maybe like pastry and things, very specific things. But right now it's just the primary course.
That's awesome.
I mean, if you want to teach us, we know we don't mind learning, and we can spread the word even more.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
I love that, though. I just love the fact that you can go there and you can learn how to finally medicate yourself and then microdose yourselves at home.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a perfect way.
Which is dangerous because if you go home, a lot of people go home and we just whip up, you know, like we throw an ounce in there and we're like, yeah, let's just cook it down and some butter, add it to butter. And then you don't know how to really dose it. You know, I think the main portion of that is dosage, right? So when you start to learn how to do dosing, you're all of a sudden now you're sitting there going, gosh, I don't know how to dose this.
And not only that, now you become an asset to companies out there that are distribution companies doing manufacturing, that are doing edibles out of manufacturing plants, because now that you know this dosing and how to make it, you can go get these jobs. And as this industry is growing, you can be one of these cooks that are making these products that, you know, name
on
the company.
On a massive scale.
It's not only $4.99 to learn it, but you're learning a craft that's growing and growing. And before you know it, you could actually even start your own. You get a license. You start doing your own business.
I might get my certification just to get it.
That's what I'm saying. We should do. I want to be certified in this. This is an amazing
$500 a man
scenario, and you have 4 weeks to do it. It's Keena Moffitt. She's a cannabis chef. You can check it out at greenleafstaff.com. I'm so excited about this. As you break this down, how many different things do you think someone's going to learn from this course, as far as recipes, scenarios? Is there a number that's already broken down? Like, you're going to have 25, whatever. I don't know. I'm just making things up. But what can people expect from the 4 week course?
Yeah. So like I said, it's broken up into like 5 or 6 modules. So it's, like I said, it's culinary basics, right? So even if you're green, you'll come in and it's like, okay, you'll learn knife skills, culinary terminology, recipe terminology, if you've never picked up a recipe ever. And obviously the history of cannabis. You can't really jump into this industry if you don't pay homage to the history and the people who came before us in the industry. So there's that. And then we move into, like I said, infusing, and then there's food safety. So that's a huge portion. Whether cannabis or not, you cannot work in anybody's commercial kitchen without a food safe certification. So this course also prepares you to take the food safety test, and it's actually part of the assignment that you need to then follow up by uploading your certification to the course so that you can get credit for it. So you will be ready to get this job. I mean, and like I said, there are plenty of recipes that you'll be able to infuse, like I said, once you learn those basics. But you do also get, as a graduation gift, as I call it, my cookbook for free. So once you graduate, you get that as well. So now you're off and running with a few under your belt.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So I love that.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I think it's you know, something that, you know, is needed in our industry. We definitely have to get more educators out there and provide good platforms for people to go ahead and learn more about this industry, because there's a lot of people that are diving into it, but it's a lot easier said than done, you know.
And to find somewhere that's accredited.
Oh, yeah.
And it's accredited, and you're going to get a certificate from an accredited organization.
Yeah.
I mean, that's top notch in my book.
That's fun. That's a good time.
You're able to go out there and get a great job. When we come back, it's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to do the high five with Keenan Moffitt, and we're going to talk about the relationship with you and Dr. Rashad. Are you treating patients or just him? It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. Our brothers aren't here, but the brothers are here, Joe and Blue. And we want to thank, of course, our crew that helps us out all the time, Senior Pitt, Peanuts, and the Queen Jennifer, along with the Queen Elvis out in Vegas, who always helps us
the
with
queen.
Content. And welcome to his new kitty cat that he just got. Oh, congratulations, Elvis.
New family.
Yes, a new family member. So before we went to break, we have Keenan Moffitt on the show with us. I want to know about the relationship with you and Dr. Rashad, because Dr. Rashad went from never using cannabis to now dabbing like crazy. He's got his mom on CBD. He's got his pops popping CBD. And, you know, he come from a family, I don't know how well you know him, but when he talked to us, he's like, oh, no, my family never did that. And I was square as square gets, and my sister's a surgeon, and my brother's there. We all doctors in the family, and none of us did it. To now, he's, like I said, the dabber. How much food do you have to cook for him to eat cannabis?
Yeah, are you cooking for Doc?
That is so funny. I was talking to somebody earlier, and I said, me and Rashawn met at one of my private dinner parties. So years ago, I throw these secret supper club cannabis infused dinner parties. So he came to one, and we were just chatting it up, and we found out we have the same birthday and all that fun stuff. So now I'm a 3-way twin because he has a twin.
Oh, dope.
Nice.
So yeah, but it's funny because when Rashawn needs edibles, he's like, yeah, but I need you to like 10x mine.
Yeah, the real one. Give me some real stuff.
I want the real illegal ones.
Like
strong 2,000 milligrams.
Yeah, so Rashawn's a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
The opposite.
You know, I'm a microdoser too, so don't feel bad. I personally, you know, if I take more than a true 25
milligrams,
20 to 25 milligrams.
You're too much?
Yeah, you don't even want to try 25 milligrams for your first time from a store, you know. I mean, on the streets, you'll get somebody that puts down a you know, 25, 100 milligrams, and that 100 milligrams is like maybe 20 milligrams, 15 milligrams, maybe 10 milligrams. But
right. But
in the store, you know, here in California, if it says 25 milligrams, or I mean, it'll say, first of all, it should say 10 milligrams if it's from a store. And at 10 milligrams, I'm good. At 15 or 20 milligrams, I'm good. But if I go to 25 or 30,
done.
I'm either giggly or paranoid as hell. And I'm like, oh, shit, the walls are going. Everything's closing. Pitt's falling asleep. Everything's happening. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
You get all funny style.
Oh, I'm just I don't like where I'm at. You know, 90% of the time.
That's weird. Some people just can't handle it. I mean, and some people, like we have another guy, Mark Wasserman from the Pop Brothers at Law. That dude could eat as much as you give him, like probably Rashad.
But he's eating a lot of, he eats, you know, again, if it was from the stores and you give him 100 milligram from a store, you'll see him different. He'll be different than 100 milligrams from another company. You know what I mean? 100%.
Well, now Keenan Moffitt over there, find her school and her teaching at Greenleaf Staff. And once again, her email, kmoffitt@mitchell.education. Go ahead and get involved with that. But now it's time for the high five with Keenan Moffitt. Question number one, how old were you the first time you smoked weed and where did you get it from?
I still to this day have never smoked weed.
Really?
Ever. Nope. So I'm a tried and true edibles girl.
Okay. Question number two. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
There you go. Edibles.
Microdoser.
But the first time I tried any cannabis, I think I was like 30. But Yeah, was, and it was so some years ago, and that's a whole other story. But it was by accident.
What is making, your, what is the favorite?
I was making
thing?
Brownies for somebody else.
Oh, and you accidentally did it, huh?
I accidentally licked the batter, and it was all downhill from there.
What happened? What was your reaction?
Well, obviously, we know that edibles are delayed. So at yes. the very least, at least my oven was turned off and I was safe in my living room. But I was sitting there with my husband and one of my kids watching TV. And then all of a sudden I had like the cartoon eyes, like wah, wah. And I just immediately just started to panic in my head, like, oh, my God, I think I'm high. Like I freaked yeah. out. And then I got super paranoid. So I just kept like looking at my which one of my kids. And then my husband, I was like, do they know I'm high? They don't know I'm high. Like, maybe not. I can keep it under wraps. So then I'm like freaking out inside, but then a part of me is like, but what if I have a bad like reaction? So then I text my husband from the couch, like he's across from me.
Yeah. Oh, but
I don't want to say it out loud, so I'm just like, hey babe, I just want you to, I think I said like no judgment, but I think I'm pretty sure I'm high and I'm gonna go lay down.
So, yeah,
like I went in the room and I literally, I don't know how long it was, but it felt like hours. I had the worst cotton mouth. I remember like hanging into my sink in my bathroom, just running the water on my tongue. Like, I was,
oh my God.
It was I was pathetic. It was yeah. so bad. Like, oh my, yeah. And it lasted for like 12 hours. I remember calling my brother and was like, how do you make it stop?
It was, he's like, relax, you're good.
He's like, if you just relax, like it'll be fine.
Just relax.
Like, I got dizzy. I was so over it because I had never been high on anything.
Right. That is funny. That is always funny. And now that you say it's your favorite way to use cannabis is an edible, what edible do you go to? What's your go-to edible?
My go-to edible. I like brownie bites because, like I said, I'm a microdoser. So anything that I can get down into smaller portions, I like. So if I'm making it myself, it's like a chocolate molten cake, which is in the cookbook, or like brownie bites on the go. If I'm not making it, I like Satori because they're like one of the first like microdose brands. They make chocolate and they're like the whole bar is only like 10 or something. So, and I'm like super sensitive to THC. So I can do like 2.5 or 5 and I feel great, which is great economically yeah, because I don't yeah. have to spend nearly as
you
much.
You know, I just need a little bit. And that leads us to question number 3. What is the craziest place you've ever had an edible and used cannabis?
My life is not that exciting. So it wasn't.
Well, I don't know. Sitting anywhere. On the couch with your kids might have been the craziest place. Sitting there right. texting your husband. Sounds like, yeah. You're like, oh shit. I'm like, everyone yeah. knows.
Yeah. So my first experience was absolutely my crazy experience, craziest experience with cannabis. But I had a fun experience after that. I did a pop-up, did a cocktail party in California. And I went back to my room and I ate like a lemon bar. And I just sat there and laughed at myself until I fell asleep.
Nice.
Well, nice. Next time you come out to Cali, you better reach at us.
Yeah, we want to eat. Let's
yeah.
go.
Come through.
Question number 4 of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Ooh, okay. So I do get super hungry. Yeah. And I am from Chicago. So, and if you're from Chicago, you know Garrett's popcorn. It is warm, like buttery home. Caramel mm-hmm. mixed with the cheese.
Mm.
It is so good. And I will inhale a bag of that, and I mean, you shouldn't. God knows how many calories is in it, but it is so delicious when you're not high. But if
go
you're
ahead,
high,
go ahead and
I love that spot when I went to Chicago.
Send me a bag, you know, I want to
yeah,
try it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you can buy them online now.
You can. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. I remember going to Chicago and taking some back, and you definitely can. Question number five of the high five with Keena Moffitt. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone or do an edible with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Okay. So I would throw them a dinner party, obviously. And it would alive, Jay-Z, absolutely.
Nice.
I would feed him and pick his brain all night from a business perspective.
Well, you know he just jumped in the cannabis game, right?
I saw that.
Yeah, he partnered up with Caliva out here in the Bay Area, San Jose.
So I hope he's listening. Get into it. Call me, Jay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll cook for you. And then dead? Ooh, that's hard. But I would... Dr. Sebi. A lot of people don't, if you're outside of like the Black community or the health community, people don't know who he is, but he's a famous herbalist. And Nipsey Hussle, before he passed away, was doing a documentary on him that I think Nick Cannon has now picked
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah,
finishing.
I heard about that now that yeah. you say that. Yeah. Now, Pitt's over
so
here
Dr.
shaking
Sebi.
His head going, yeah, he knows who it is. I didn't know it is. Yeah, you said
book
that.
Him.
So, like I said, I'm a master herbalist. So if I could learn from him Nick while Kim. We just get high and feel good, that would be dope.
Yeah, that's
great. And so now that you're just this big chef and did all these things, I'm wondering what would be on the menu if you were to sit down with Jay-Z? Because I know that menu would probably be the best menu anyways. So instead of me asking you what the best menu would be that you could put together, what would you put together to sit down with Jay-Z and break bread?
You know what? I think once you reach a certain income level, all your food is like super fancy. So it wouldn't be fancy. I think I would probably bring like my mom's recipes, like soul food, cornbread, greens, maybe some pot roast and macaroni and cheese, like a peach cobbler for dessert, you know, like just go straight soul food and like really break bread like it was Thanksgiving.
That's awesome. My whole glands going crazy right now.
Everybody, my mouth's all watering.
And it's funny because when you say stuff like that, it's like so true. It's like when you go to a nice dinner or something, it's cool. But when you have that good home cooking down to earth, like just some, ain't nothing like it.
Today
we just had some beans and meat.
Yeah.
Literally, I made a pot of beans and I put some meat, some smoked meat that I cooked. It's just simple, but it's down to earth. Just some bomb ass beans.
Put me to sleep.
And meat with some cheese earlier today.
I'm still ready for a nap.
Like it's like street food. Even street food is so delicious. And you know that place ain't clean. They're not getting a good health score. But.
No. But it's the bomb. You just do it.
But it's so good.
We were talking about before COVID hit how we used to, you know, everybody used to go bowling, you know what I mean, and then just eat French fries and eat a pizza right there and not even think about like
fingers in every hole.
Finger in every
not
hole.
Even squirting it with no Lysol.
Oh no.
And not only that, putting some other shoes on. Motherfucker be having some shoes on.
Oh, it's all that.
And even nowadays, if without COVID, you still put some warty ass shoes on and somebody had a big old
Let's go. Anybody want to go bowling?
I'm down.
Yeah.
I know. I miss bowling.
I can't wait. I'm going to go for sure. And I'm going to eat and everything, drink it all.
Well, Kina, it's so good. It's so good to have you on the show. And once again, I think what you're doing with the certification course that's already started here in January, it's offered from Greenleaf Staffing and Mitchell School of Business. The course sign-up page is greenleafstaff.com. Go over there and get certified. And if you need more information, please email Kina Moffitt. Her email is kmoffett@mitchell.education. It's a four-week course. It's $499. You'll be accredited with a certificate from accredited school. I think it's phenomenal. And you get her cookbook for free.
Bravo.
Congratulations to you. I eat my green sweatshirt. I'm a double X. If you want to send one down, I'll rock it and rep it all day because that shit is fly as hell.
Yeah, man. Facts.
I got you.
Facts. Anything else you want to tell your listeners out there before we let you go here?
Honestly, just thanks. I mean, I've been so embraced in this industry since I jumped in. Everybody's been so awesome. I've only had a couple, crazies, but I'll just shout out to the industry and all the OGs. I mean, it's an exciting industry and I can't wait to see what comes next for us all.
Fantastic. Well, we want to thank you for joining the show. Come back anytime and join us. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, featuring Kina Moffitt, a cannabis chef and educator out of Atlanta.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.